So midnight last night was the deadline to file the latest campaign finance reports in New York State. Andrew Cuomo's got the really big number, more than $23 million cash on hand, more than $9 million raised in the last 6 months. His possible Republican challengers have a tiny fraction of that. Let's talk about what that money means and a couple of other things with WNYC political reporter Bob Henley. Hey, Bob.
Well, it's a little more complicated. As of midnight, it wasn't revealed formally on the New York State election website. We checked early this morning and a little bit before. It's still not up. So it has been previewed in the newspaper, but actually the story that Attorney General Cuomo wants us to be doing today is his RV tour and feeling the pain of average New Yorkers.
So where does this $23.6 million number come from?
Well, actually, that's what he has been out in the press, and there was a very significant New York Times story a few weeks back that looked in detail at what the Times referred to as the awkward problem that Attorney General Cuomo had made a pledge back in 2007 not to take gifts from the usual suspects in excess of $10,000. What do I mean by usual suspects? I mean the architects of the status quo he's now running against, like lobbyists, labor unions, vested interests, you know the characters, the ones who, you know, do politics professionally. And evidently he didn't keep that pledge, and so the Times did a pretty deep dive. But as far as a formal filing, it wasn't on the website.
So this is the amount of money that they're saying they have, and we'll look for the official number when it actually gets released, maybe later today. The
right.
Cuomo campaign figure on these large donations is that 70% of the donations came in gifts of $1,000 or less. But I wonder how we should even see that number. $1,000 is still a figure only the pretty well-to-do can give.
Especially in the current climate.
And New York City's campaign finance law, the city's law, matches donations of $250 or less. $250 is considered a small donation, a regular person's donation, for the sake of that law. And I wonder if 70% of the Cuomo donations came in denominations of $1,000 or less, what percentage of Cuomo's money came from $250 or less donors? I presume we can't know that yet.
No, we don't know that. But what we do know, and I believe the Attorney General commented on it after the Times piece, it is difficult. He made this pledge back in 2007, as the Times reports, and has not been able to keep it. And I might add that,
or has not been willing to keep it.
Right. And I guess what we have here is in the case of former Congressman Rick Lazio, his numbers haven't been posted either. So what was used in the paper this morning throughout was a $637,000 number. Now, of course, for Lazio, the bigger challenge is that he's got Buffalo businessman Carl Palladino is not going away and has indeed filed almost 30,000 signatures in the hope of creating an interesting Republican primary for governor.
And Palladino says he has about $2 million, but almost all of that self-financed. But wait, if Lazio only has about $600,000 on hand, and he's the likely Republican challenger to Cuomo, why does Cuomo have to keep taking in these big donations from special interests that he promised he wouldn't take to rack up $23 million, $24 million?
I think it's shock and awe. I think also Lazio's numbers will certainly be up from this January number, to be fair. The point is that they're really kind of hiding the ball here. And, you know, Brian, the irony here, of course, we say the worst part of politics is, you know, how much money plays a role in it. And the first thing we do is we rate them based on how much money they've raised.
How about the attorney general candidates? Just very briefly, I know you've been reporting on this race, 5 candidates to replace Andrew Cuomo as New York State Attorney General.
Well, what we do have here is Nassau District Attorney Kathleen Rice distinguished herself with over $4 million on hand. In terms of the size of the war chest on hand, former federal prosecutor turned world-class trial lawyer Sean Coffey has, the next highest amount. He's been spending, I guess, like $400,000 on campaign TV ads. That's followed by Senator Eric Schneiderman, who's making the claim that he is number two in terms of funds raised. And then a little bit farther back, you have former insurance superintendent Eric DiNallo And then you have Assemblyman Richard Brodsky, who's including to get to his $1.6 million, $1 million he has in his Assembly campaign war chest.
Back to Cuomo. Can you say who or which industries are giving the most money to the Cuomo war chest and what they want from him?
I'm not going, until we have a chance to have the legally compliant filing, which one you'd think the Attorney General could get that down, that he would understand the law, I'm not going to make any comment. There was good reporting in the Times a few weeks ago that looked at the labor unions and lobbyists that went on, and people should check that out because it really did nail it pretty good. But in terms of the official stuff, we need to look at that detail, and that's why public disclosure, compliant based on the law, is so important.
This is looking like 2006, when a Democratic attorney general's election as governor was seen as a fait accompli. That, of course, was Elliot Spitzer. Does the fait accompli perception weaken the power of his donors over him?
That's, I mean, I guess you, that's a point, but there is this kind of anti-incumbent circumstance, and Cuomo does have a considerable challenge. There are many unresolved working wounds, if you will, within the Democratic Party. Lest we forget, Governor Patterson has an open criminal investigation. You know, there's you have the difficulty with Senator Espada. So there are moving parts still yet to be resolved. And so it's too soon, I think. I mean, most people really are not focused on this race. It is July.
Last question. Governor Patterson is about to sign a bill that we talked about at length earlier in the week on the show, a controversial piece of legislation having to do with the New York City Police Department Stop and Frisk program. What's he signing?
Well, what he's going to sign is a prohibition against the NYPD maintaining in perpetuity the names of hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers who have been stopped and frisked annually, but who are not given a summons or arrested.
And I'm looking at a monitor right now. The New York City public advocate, Bill de Blasio, is speaking in support of that bill. State Senator Eric Adams from Brooklyn, who sponsored it, just spoke in support of that bill. The NYPD says it will hamper their ability to catch criminals because they won't have the information on people who have at least been stopped when they're identified in the future in conjunction with crimes that they may in fact have committed. And yet they're going to have to take that chance because so many people feel victimized by the stops and getting their names into the permanent police records when they have not been accused of anything ultimately, that the governor's going to sign this bill.
Right. I guess also Commissioner Kelly made the appeal that there were some 170 cases he was able to document for the governor where some shred of evidence or information came out of that database of an otherwise, quote unquote, innocent New Yorker that resulted in the apprehension of what the police department considered a serious a person who had been involved with a serious crime.
WNYC political reporter Bob Henley, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, a follow-up Friday segment on a few things, including, did the way Bob Shepard speaks die with his generation? Stay with us.